I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Thousands of Syrians demonstrated today against Bashar Assad's authoritarian regime. The protesters brushed off the president's promise to lift Syria's nearly 50-year-old emergency laws. The month-long uprising in Syria escalated in the city of Homs on Sunday. That's when clashes between protesters and security forces killed at least 12 people. Yesterday, security forces in Homs opened fire with live ammunition on hundreds of anti-government demonstrators. We've reached by Skype a resident of Homs. We're going to call her Sarah to protect her identity. That's not her real name. I wonder if you could tell us if you have been among those who've been out demonstrating.
Yes, I was among these people in Monday's demonstration. First of all, it started as a funeral for the dead people, the casualties. There were about eight. We took them, we buried them in the cemeteries, and then the people marched to one of the biggest squares in the city. It used to be called the Clock Square. Now it's known as the Freedom Square. But there was a lot of violence. So many people were killed and so many people were injured.
What can you tell our listeners that you have seen yourself, that you have witnessed perhaps in the square or elsewhere, that is evidence of the government acting violently against protesters?
There were so many buses and cars of the security forces coming, and they were surrounding the square. That's what I saw. And I saw their guns, and I saw their gunfires, and I saw their weapons.
The fact that the government is repealing the state of emergency, as we said, it's been in effect for about 50 years now. I don't even know if you're 50 years old, but for many Syrians, it's lasted a lifetime and longer. Does this mollify at all you and perhaps some of the other protesters you've taken to the streets?
Actually, this action didn't change anything, because until yesterday, last night, people were still being arrested. The security forces are still shooting people. So actually, this action that the government take, it's just, you know, to manipulate the media, to manipulate the international media. But truly, they're still working by it, and they're still killing the people, and they're still arresting them without any charges.
And what's been the effect on protesters themselves? Has that dissuaded many of them from coming out, including you?
No, it didn't, because all the protesters, they don't have faith in this regime anymore, and no one believes them. The numbers are increasing. The numbers of protesters are enormously increasing day by day.
Which would lead some people to say that this is the start of a Syrian revolution. I wonder if you agree with that, and if you also believe, as some do, that this is also the start of a major sectarian divide in Syria.
Yes, this is a Syrian revolution, but it's not a divide, actually, because the Muslims have many types. You know, there are types of Muslims. And in this protest, all the types of Muslims were involved.
Sara, can you tell us a little bit about your life there and what it is you would like to see happen?
All we're asking here is for freedom, and we want to change the regime. What really matters to us is God, our country, and then our freedom. We want the media freedom, and we want our freedom. We want the right to elect our president. We want the right to have, free and clean elections.
Is it the protests in other countries that have emboldened people like you to go out into the streets now? How do you sense things being different than they would have been, say, even a year ago?
The difference that the people were so scared, they didn't have the courage to come out and to say what they want, because they thought that they're going to be killed, and they thought that getting their freedom is just something impossible. But after they saw the revolutions in other Arab countries, they just realized that it's not impossible. Like, if the Egyptians can't get their freedom, why can't we have our freedom back? That's the thing that's motivating. That's the thing that motivated the people from such a long time. They weren't happy with this situation, but they never had the courage to come out and talk. But after they saw the other revolutions, this is like a motivation to them, that's showing them that everything is possible and we can all come out and, call for our rights. And I'll tell you something, the problems in Syria started like a month ago. The people are much braver and they're much more courageous to talk about what they want.
I imagine it takes courage for you simply to talk even to the outside media, such as us. How much of a risk is this?
Actually, it's a huge, huge risk, because if they find out that I'm talking to you, then they're going to arrest me and probably torture me to death or maybe kill me. I don't know.
Well, as I said, we're not using your real name. Why have you decided to talk to us?
I'm here and I see by my eyes what's happening and what's going on. It really makes me sad that this is going on in my country, and I want the whole world to find out what's really going on.
Sara, again, that's not her real name, but a resident of Homs in Syria. Thank you.
You're welcome.